Dreamscape presents A Duke at the Door by Susanna Allen, narrated by Sienna Francis. Prologue. The Saturday night patrons' lackluster cheers faded as Jack Bunce crept through the backstage gloom to the beast wagons. Not content to mimic Wonwell's tour of zoological curiosities, Bunce's employer aped Astley as well. Phineas Drake's equestrian spectacular and exotic travelling menagerie wed equine arts with ferocious creatures. If you asked Bunce, the combination was less than the sum of its parts, much like the animal who was his prey this evening. Like the rest of his ilk behind the scenes of Drake's spectacular, he knew when a tide was about to turn. They were newly returned to London after a tour of Scotland, where they'd been welcomed with less than open arms, not to mention purses. If the box office continued its decline, Drake would be hard-pressed to keep things ticking over. If he packed it up, went bankrupt, well, that was not Bunce's problem. Bunce's problem was about to be solved, thanks to a keen eye and an utter lack of fear. Animals rustled in dry straw, stirring themselves at the sound of an unexpected visitor. The beast wagons ranged in a semicircle for the punters to view in promenade before the main event. But one was off on its own, in the near dark, the better to frighten the spectators with the shadowy threat of the greatest predator of them all. While covering for the lion keeper, Bunce had clocked a golden chain fixed around the animal's paw, and he was after having it tonight. He feared no creature, even if the one he crept up on was the king of them.
"Some king you are." He slithered along to reach the sturdy lock on the cage. "Look at this, will you? Could keep in 10 of your kind. Won't keep me out."
He slipped a slender lockpick from his sleeve.
"Someone as clever as me can take a good bit of gold off an old cat like you. Old, isn't it? That's why you're all grey, yeah?"
Though the horses were Jack Bunce's main responsibility and did not require cages, he made sure to keep up skills that had served him well in previous enterprises. A fellow like him did not come of age in the worst stews of London without having a trick or two up his actual sleeve. He coaxed the padlock open, and light as a feather, with the ease born of slithering through more than one second-story window, he climbed into the beast's den. The lion stirred, and as confident a chap as Bunce was, he hesitated. The cat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?